This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
Another disturbing aspect of the trial of Chad Daybell is another individual who took the stand this week, Zulema Pastenis. She took the stand in Lori Vallow's trial. She was one of the more interesting individuals. And another one who I think, part of the brainwashing, still probably a bit there. She even talked about being able to control the weather, or believe that she could control the weather. And even when questioned on the stand the other day, saying, "Do you believe that you can control the weather?" There was a pause. It wasn't a, "No, that was a crazy idea that we had." It's like, "Can I control the weather?" Yeah. And no, I don't believe I can control the weather. But you kind of wonder, does she think she can control the weather? Here's some of her testimony that really, I think, is probably one of the damningest pieces that we're going to see against Chad Daybell. Again, talking about the future of JJ while he was still alive and how there ain't much future to be had. Let's take a look.
During this meeting, Chad said that JJ was going to die young, that he was probably going to die soon, and that he was going to come right back to Earth as Colby's son.
And who is Colby?
Lori's son.
Nothing like justifying murdering a child by saying he's going to come right back. Nothing to worry about. And Chad, you know, he had these people around his finger, it really seems, and they would believe whatever magical thoughts he said. So I guess it puts in a little more perspective as to why Lori maybe was okay with her children being killed, because in her mind, they weren't her kids anymore.
Yeah, that is chilling testimony and quintessential spiritual manipulation to try to convince somebody of this horrid thing, that this kid is likely going to die soon, but don't worry, he'll be back. And this is all already written in the spiritual cards or whatever. And I think it just goes to show from the government's perspective how manipulative Chad Daybell is and what he was planning.
It's just more and more damning. We're going to hear another clip from Zulema in a second, but I got to ask, as we get closer and closer to this, finally getting to some sort of finale, do you think they're going to have that Chad's going to take the stand on this? Is that going to help, hurt? Where do you think it's going to go?
Oh, dear. There's just so much to cross-examine him on if he goes up there. There are all of these lies. There are all of these absurd statements. There are all of these things that you know, looking back in hindsight, appear to be him forecasting the deaths of these two kids. And so if he gets up there, he's subject to cross-examination on all of that. I'm just not sure what kind of points he could be scored.
Yeah, I don't see how he could score anything with this. I mean, what's he going to say? I mean, what would he say? Like, I didn't say that? I mean, if all these people, it's shown that he did, and there's text messages, it's all there. Zulema also talked about how convenient it was for Chad and Lori when, the rules simply don't have to apply to them just because, you know, they're the exception to the rule. Let's take a look at that.
I asked why they were together like that when he was still married. And he said that they had been married to each other 7 times before in other lives. And they had been exalted before together in other creation, in other worlds. And that they were to be together in this life because they had a mission together, and that their spouses would understand because of the mission that they needed to complete. And then the topic of it didn't count for them again came up. And this is another of the times when Lori said, "It doesn't count for me."
One of the most creative excuses to tell someone to justify an affair.
Yeah, yikes. it just reminds me of like these spiritual leaders oftentimes have like these pronouncements and rigorous rules for everybody else, but it doesn't apply to them.
No.
And that's clearly a part of Chad and Lori's ideology, according to this testimony.
And the following doesn't even flinch. They're like, oh, okay, well, they said that's true. That must be what it is. It shows the power that some of these people can have over their followers and just how blindly some are willing to follow monsters like this.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.